This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Visiting Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri pays courtesy calls on President, Prime Minister and senior leaders, extends formal invitation to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only for India visit. Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians meet 2025 to begin in Kathmandu today. Experts to discuss matters relating to climate change, air pollution and environment. Health Ministry endorses the standard for operations of infertility management services, IVF, to regulate infertility treatment services across Nepal. And Ukrainian President Zelensky and allies head to White House for Ukraine talks. Now the news in detail. Visiting Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has held courtesy meetings yesterday in Kathmandu with the President, Prime Minister and leaders of various political parties. At the invitation of Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, Foreign Secretary Misri is on a two-day official visit to Nepal. According to the President's office, Indian Foreign Secretary Misri paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Pautil at the President's office in Sital Niwas. According to the President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, President Pautil said Nepal has been benefited from the progress made by its close neighbour India and wishes to benefit even more in the future. Similarly, Misri held a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. According to the Prime Minister's chief advisor Vishnu Rimal, Misri, on behalf of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, extended a formal invitation to Prime Minister Oli to visit India. Foreign Secretary Misri also held separate meetings with Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. In a meeting with Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba at the Foreign Ministry yesterday, both Indian Foreign Secretary Misri and Minister Dr. Rana focused on strengthening Nepal-India relations, addressing mutual interest and discussing shared concerns. Minister Dr. Rana thanked India for its continued support in Nepal's economic and technical sectors and described India as an important development partner. Emphasizing the importance of enhancing cross-border connectivity and calling for more air, rail and land linkages between the two countries, Dr. Rana also urged India to help facilitate additional flights to and from Gautam Buddha and Pokhara international airports as well as direct flights from Nepalganj to Delhi. The second meeting of the High-Level Administrative Reforms Commission held discussions on the issues of dissolving some irrelevant organizations, their merger or handing over them to the province or local levels. The meeting held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers was chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli directed the Implementation Committee to bring a proposal within 15 days along with alternatives that could bring positive results to meet the objectives. Chief Secretary Eknarayan Aryal is the coordinator of the Implementation Committee. On a different note, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized the critical role of information technology in achieving good governance, development and prosperity in Nepal. Speaking virtually at the International Information and Technology Youth Summit 2025 yesterday, the Prime Minister said IT is key to realizing the national goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Prime Minister Oli also noted the recent introduction of a national artificial intelligence AI policy and credited legal reforms under his leadership for enabling the growth of IT companies in Nepal. He urged citizens to harness IT for promoting good governance, curbing corruption and fostering innovation and social harmony. While acknowledging the growing use of IT in sectors like health and education, the Prime Minister also warned against its misuse. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to press freedom and freedom of expression but stressed that harmful content should not be circulated. The Hindu Kush Himalaya HKH Parliamentarians Meet 2025 is scheduled to begin in Kathmandu today. The event aims to explore common understandings, dialogues and coordination among the parliamentarians of the nations in the Hindu Kush Himalaya region. The two-day event to be technically assisted by EC Mode will be participated by parliamentary representatives from Nepal, India, China, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar and Pakistan. President Ramchandra Powdel will be attending the meet as the chief guest, while Speaker Devraj Khemiri will attend it as the special guest. An inaugural session is scheduled to commence at 9:30 a.m. today. The Ministry of Health and Population has endorsed the standard for the operations of Infertility Management Services, IVF 2082-BS. It was decided and endorsed by a recent ministerial-level meeting. The newly endorsed standard aims to regulate infertility treatment services across Nepal, covering critical aspects such as laboratory operations, human resource management and the procedures for sperm and egg donation, which are considered particularly sensitive in reproductive health care. According to Dr. Saroj Sharma, Chief of the Ministry's Quality Standard and Regulation Division, the standard will promote uniformity in infertility treatment and establish a legal foundation for effective monitoring of service providers. The new norms warn that health facilities must obtain prior permission from the Ministry before initiating intrauterine insemination IUI or in vitro fertilization IVF services. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed the employees of subordinate bodies to serve the national interest and ensure an accessible atmosphere to the public for getting government services. Speaking at the signing of a work performance agreement with the Home Secretary and the heads of various departments and divisions of the ministry yesterday, Minister Lekhak said there have been major accomplishments in curbing drug abuse, road accidents, suicides and cybercrime, adding that tangible outcomes will require more time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said linguistic inclusion in the country has incorporated the aspirations of federalism. At a program organized by Association of Tamang Journalists yesterday, the Communication Minister said the efforts are underway to strengthen federalism as per the sentiments of inclusion by disseminating news and contents in different mother languages. By the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS, Public Service Broadcasting, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television and Gorkha Patra Daily. Sharing that the Gorkha Patra Daily has been publishing news and contents on 45 mother languages, Radio Nepal in 26 mother languages and RSS in 3 mother languages, the Communications Minister opined that priority has been given to the linguistic inclusion in media. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in White House today, marking their first meeting since a tense exchange at the White House earlier this year. According to the BBC, European leaders, including NATO General Secretary Mark Rutte, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz are joining Ukrainian President Zelensky for high-stakes talk on ending the war in Ukraine. The summit follows US President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, where Trump dropped his demand for a ceasefire, instead pushing for a long-term peace deal. As talks unfold, Russian forces continue to advance on the battlefield. They now occupy almost a fifth of Ukraine since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Madhesh and Lumini province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the parts of the country. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the Tarai region of Lumini province and the hilly region of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Visiting Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri pays courtesy calls on President, Prime Minister and senior leaders, extends formal invitation to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli for India visit. Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 to begin in Kathmandu today. Experts to discuss matters relating to climate change, air pollution and environment. Health Ministry endorses the standard for operations of infertility management services IVF to regulate infertility treatment services across Nepal. And Ukrainian President Zelensky and allies head to White House for Ukraine talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.